right, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And goodness gracious, it is time to talk once again to Michaela Curlis with OKM Music. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Getting ready for the holidays, sprucing up our living room with Christmas decorations, and OKM is doing the same.
Well, you know, you guys just came off St. Nicholas Day, which was on the 6th. I understand that went very, very well.
It did go very well. We sold out of almost all of our St. Nicholas bags very quickly. And then for St. Nicholas Day, we dropped the video. We dropped the supplemental materials for the children and families at home to watch. We also posted it on our website for those who don't have social media so they could enjoy it as well. And between all of the different items that we posted, we reached close to 800 people. So we are very excited about that, for everyone to be able to just enjoy something festive for the holidays, to hear St. Nicholas read stories. And of course, the children could also participate in watching cookie tutorials, coloring pages, learning how to sing or play on their instruments for those of them that got one of the St. Nicholas bags that came with a xylophone.
Wow. This sounds like this went really well.
It did. We're very excited. And we started St. Nicholas Day 2 years. No, this is our second year. So really, actually last year. And it's really taken off. And so we intend to do it every year now.
Well, you got a great start. You really do. And of course, we just wrapped up the CD premiere with the two fellas here, the father and son duo.
Ryan and Ryan, yes, yeah. That concert also went very well on November 30th, hashtag Giving Tuesday. Very intimate setting in Ambler Hall, but almost filled up the entire hall. And of course, the food was delicious. Oh. The music was wonderful. It was just a great evening all around.
You know, I was going to sneak in with our camera crew, but I didn't say that.
Oh. You should have. No.
I would have paid full price, trust me. But because it's very much worth it with everything that we do. So you've got a little bit of a holiday break in the action, just a little bit. And then it's full bore into festival, isn't it?
Full blown, yes, into festival. And in fact, we're starting now on all kinds of things getting prepped for the festival. We have to get ads in and sponsorships and start with preparing our marketing materials, creating our designs for our new festival t-shirts and everything. So it's a break, but not really a break.
No. It's very hard work behind the scenes is what's going on. This is kind of roll up the sleeves and really, really get busy.
It is, yes. And we've had a full year of events going on, all the way starting from our festival this year. We had some wonderful artists. Being able to go back in person was an amazing thing, since 2020 was virtual. And so we had a good turnout between our 2020 and 2021 crowd. I think we reached over 100,000 people because we included the live stream as well, which was a remarkable feat and a record for OKM.
Well, we're happy to help you out on that one.
Yes.
And of course, KO1TV.com. We had a little partnership there, and where we carried that streaming, and we were happy to do it. I got to actually run a camera or two a few times with Ryan, and I think it was the Dallas String Quartet. And it was just a lot of fun. And of course, the people who had the most fun were the people right there in the seats, because they were right on top of the action. When you talk about intimate setting, you're not kidding. You're right there with the performers, and it's really top notch too. We were all over the place. If I remember right, we were out there at Clyde Lake, at the Frank Phillips place out there in Osage County, Willow Rock, and then also we were at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Yes,
we were at Ambler Hall. And we even stretched it out to a couple of places in Tulsa, because we had such big crowds, we couldn't hold them.
We did. We performed we had some artists perform in the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. And we had, like you said, Willow Rock, Frank Phillips Home. We had at Unity Square, the BCC. So we try and spread it out all across Bartlesville and northeastern Oklahoma to sort of showcase different historical landmarks, to attract tourism in our area. So it's definitely, we enjoy partnering with the radio and with just different businesses around town.
Speaking of that, we've got a ton of sponsors, don't we?
We do. Well, I'd like to definitely thank the sponsors who made the St. Nicholas Day Bags possible. You've certainly made many, many children happy this Christmas. So beginning, we have Bank of Oklahoma, DSR, the Kirkpatrick Foundation, Sam's Club, Walmart, the Mimhauk family, Bartlesville Rotary Club, and those are the sponsors who specifically gave towards the St. Nicholas Day Bags. And then, of course, we have our year-round sponsors, which are Accenture, ConocoPhillips, Ernst & Young, Keller Horter Outdoor Advertising, Phillips 66, and Revo Financial.
Very good. Thank you very much, all of you, for helping out.
Yes, thank you so much. We definitely could not have done it without your support, without your contribution. And like I said, for many of these children, this is the only Christmas present we've been told that they will receive this holiday season.
Very likely,
and
yeah.
So it means a great deal to them.
It does. Another thing, I understand that some of these showcase artists, I understand we might see a few more of them from here a little bit. Festival comes up.
Oh, for the festival, yes. Well, certainly the proceeds from the Ryan and Ryan concert went towards Ryan Ryan, but also helped to support our showcase series mm-hmm. during the festival. And this is a series that includes free concerts that are given to the public. And they include artists normally either locally from Bartlesville or in the state. So we try and showcase our own talent.
We should, and we do.
So, yes, we may have... I can't give too many details right now.
I know,
normally,
I understand.
Normally we do a little...
tease, but we can't do
that yet. Yes, but not yet. So, but we're very excited. I can tell you that whatever we have coming for the festival, you are going to enjoy at Bartlesville, and you should be there for sure. Buy some tickets.
You know, we had a lot of people come in from different states, and as well as all around Oklahoma, to witness these artists. And some of these artists bring in, you know, their fans from all over the place. I understand we had people from Minnesota coming in for a few.
Yes, we did. And in fact, our final report shows that we had 17 different states represented in our audiences. We had two different countries because we had some people come from the United Kingdom. And then I think it was 48 different cities in Oklahoma were represented. And so that is amazing, really, to be able to command that diverse population and demographics to Bartlesville and bring them here for quality music.
And you know what's going to happen? About a good third of them are going to say, why don't we move here someday?
Oh, see?
If not half.
Yes. You know, and that's kind of what we want. We want people to move here. We want people to come here and visit. We want shop here, bring their dollars here for people to be able to realize this is the place to be. This is the place to come, to experience, for shopping, for arts, for sports, for culture, for everything.
Indeed, it truly is. This is a wonderful community, and it needs to be celebrated. And OKM does that so well. And, you know, it's worth supporting. So, folks, it's toward the end of the year. And if you're thinking, hey, you know, I got a little left over here for a nice contribution to a nonprofit, please consider OKM. They can just call you, can't they?
They can. They can call our phone number at 918-336-9900, or you can come to our office at 415 South Dewey Avenue. We're Suite 100, big OKM Mozart Ambler Hall sign, and right across from Regent Bank and Arvest Bank, and next to the Rogers State University.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's right there where everything's happening.
Oh, yes. Right there where everything's happening. Big red letters. Big white bowl.
With the music notes on it. It's a dead giveaway. Just a dead giveaway. But, you know, I know we can't talk about what's coming up quite yet, but I know it's going to be exciting. If it's anything like last year, wow, just hang on to your hats because you will be a bit amazed. And there are folks who are new to the community. Maybe they haven't witnessed what OKM is all about. But stick with us here at the radio station and follow them on their webpage, which is okmmusic.org. And you'll see what we're talking about. This is Top Flight Entertainment. Now, a community with roughly 40,000 people usually isn't able to draw it, but maybe one act like that a year. But we do this for like 10 days straight. It's one after another after another after another. And it's not just one genre. It's really spread out so that everyone gets a nice little taste at the musical buffet.
That is exactly right, Tom. Yes. In 2017, we changed our name to OKM Music from OK Mozart because we wanted to be able to reach a larger crowd to represent a more diverse music genre. So yes, we have anything from blues to pop to classical to rock to jazz, and we keep expanding. You know, we had dancing this past year as part of our Chris Kendall Market. We had singing and music. We had acting. And so it's a compilation of all the arts to bring them together for the greater good of the community, to showcase some beauty, some artistry. So definitely, Bartlesville, if you want that, if you're interested in that, check out our website. Like Tom said, be sure to keep an eye out on all of the different updates we have going on throughout the year.
Indeed. And you will be amazed. And if you can find a way to help out, please do. And don't forget, this is just the beginning. I know we ended it up here, but it's really just the beginning. And next year, I just can't wait because I know what's coming. You got festival, then you got Oktoberfest, and then you got this, and then you got that, and then you got the Chris Kendall Market, and then it just starts all over again. But it is fun.
It is fun. And we, you know, like I said, we had a wonderful year this past year with everything. Some of our sponsors and patrons increase their amounts by 2-3 times their regular donation, which we are very blessed to have. We had for Oktoberfest over 30 different sponsors, which I think is a record for OKMs. And many of those sponsors were new to OKM. So we're getting some new businesses, some new partnerships, which we're very excited about. So all around, 2021 was a very good year.
Michaela, thank you for dropping by. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Michaela Curlis with OKM, and you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on